Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
San Diego. I'll be at the Grand Comedy Club Friday, October 3rd. Get your tickets now on my website at RyanSickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Wayback, everybody. Ryan Sickler here. Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Thank you guys for watching this show, supporting this show. It's so fun to sit here with everybody and go back through their past. And I'm very excited to have this guest back here with me today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Steph Tolev. Welcome
Hi.
To the Wayback.
She's loving
this. I'm sorry. She loves your
no,
looks.
No, but she's so cute. She loves, her tongue is so soft.
Yeah, she's a sweetie little princess.
My dog just doesn't lick at all. I think it's a problem. Now I'm not used to it. Susan's negative licking.
Negative licking? She's a lot if you have lotion and stuff.
Yeah, she loves lotion.
Do me a favor. Tell everybody about your Netflix special, where they can watch it, all that good stuff.
Yes, it's on Netflix. It's called Filth Queen. Please watch it if you haven't yet. If you have, just put it back on. I don't know what to tell you.
Social media.
Steph Tolev. Instagram. Just that's it.
So this is the old school station wagon backseat that faced traffic.
Yes.
Are you old enough to remember that?
Yes, I am.
Have you ever ridden in this seat?
Yes, I have. Not in that car. It was, I can't remember, it was my dancing friends, the Borlands.
Okay, so the Borlands are like picking you up and commuting?
Uh-huh. And I always had to go in the back, because I was so car sick. I'd be back, like, oh, I can't stand looking backwards. Oh, yeah, like on the way to competitions, I'd be so fucking sick.
Do you remember what kind of car it was?
It was a gray, it looked like a station wagon, but there was no wood. It was like all gray. I remember that. And it was so dirty. There's always like crumbs in it.
Oh, really?
Of must just slopping it around back there.
And then you just sit there and get
well,
car
you
want to
hear something. I remember, oh my God. So they used to have, after like dancing competitions, they'd have all the girls back. So there'd be like 8-10 girls. We'd all watch movies and whatever. And one day I found this video camera at their house. And this is when I was like young enough. And I was like probably like 12, 13. I wanted to like, you know, be an actor or whatever. And me and my friend Miranda went around their house and we're like, look at this bathroom grout, and like zooming in. I was like commentating rude stuff. We get to the dad's chair and he had this like this one chair, this brown chair, like a rocking chair. And it was so wet. He'd always sat in it. He like worn it down with his wet arms. It was stunk.
Wet.
And I just made fun. I'm like, oh, I'm like, look at his wet chair. It's disgusting. There's crumbs everywhere. They found the tape and they didn't know and they played it. They were just like playing old family movies. And then this comes up.
When?
Of me.
Years later?
Like, no, not that far down the line. And they call my parents like, I think Stephanie owes this apology. I was so rude. And my parents taught their kids. They're like, what the f*** you say? I'm like, well, the chair is wet. And they're like, who cares if it's wet? Why are you coming in the wet chair? Shut the f*** up with the wet chair. They were so It was funny though. I wish I could get that tape now and play that. Oh, speaking of old tapes. Oh my God. I don't want to put it up, but my old... Hummer College. I went to a 2-year comedy program when I was 18
Wait,
and 19.
What?
Yes, that's
Hummer
how.
Hummer College?
Hummer College. If you look up Hummer College comedy
Polytechnic
program,
school, huh?
Alumni, let's see. I guarantee I saw alumni. Yeah, there we go. Alumni. I should be.
Who else?
You should be like I should premier. Be. I'm definitely in their alumni. There I am. There I am. Right under Jason
are.
Rouse.
Jason
Do you know
Rouse.
Him?
I know who he is. Yeah.
That's a hilarious. Oh, yeah. There I am. Wow. Stephanie Tolev. Okay, that's that. My teacher.
Oh, wait, go back down. There's our girl, Deborah DiGiovanni.
Oh, Deborah DiGiovanni there. Yeah,
we
that's a horrible
her.
Photo of
Here's
her.
The thing.
What the heck did you do with that
her.
Photo? Insane. Anyways, my teacher found an old clip, one of my first stand-up clips, and sent it to me. Couldn't get through it. Hard to watch.
And I don't even want to. I have an audio tape of my very first set ever, and I just look at it every now and then.
This needs to be. I wrote back. I go, if this ever sees the light of day, you will hear from my lawyers. Like this cannot. This will not be anywhere. It's so bad. My opening joke used to be, "Sorry, I'm late. I came on 30 seconds after my nose." Oh, God. So bad. I'm like, I that's it was so bad. I put it out there, but That's no, don't look for that set because you're not going to find it.
Well, let's talk about Steph Tolev in high school, because I had hit you up and you're like, I've got some stories to tell you about.
That's when I came out of my shell. I did everything I could do in high school.
Like what? What are we doing?
I started in, was it grade 9? I was on the track team. I did cross country because my dad used to run. So here's the thing with my high school. Both my parents and my grandparents went to East York Collegiate. EYCI, you want to know how I am? I have East York tattooed on my finger.
Oh, you really do.
There she blows.
That's your high school. There's
my
here?
That's actually right where my high school bully slapped me. You can see it. On that little ledge right there, that's where...
Where?
On that, there's a little, see that little ledge right on the right-hand side
here?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That up ledge there. Towards the tree. Towards the post, yeah. Yeah, yeah, right there. That little ledge right there is where I was slapped.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah, right there. That ledge. Yeah. There she is. There she blows. So yeah, grade 9, I was...
This is an older school if your grandparents are going there too. Okay.
They were... My family was very into...
Very prominent
My dad's brothers went to this high school.
Oh, man.
I graduated with honors. Can you believe it? My sister went to this high school.
Was it harder for you because your parents were like, or family had been through there, or?
No, I don't think so. Look at this school.
Mm-hmm.
So
sounds like a castle.
I was arrested in grade 11 at this high school, and I was actually handcuffed right there. That's the exact spot I was handcuffed. The cop car was sitting right there. Wow, these memories. Did I talk about this in the other podcast?
I don't know.
I got arrested for assault.
You said it, but you didn't say what happened.
No, I got arrested for assault. Me and my friend, it was my fault. I started the fight verbally because this one girl was giving my boyfriend at the time cut eye. I was dating this Yugoslavian guy, and I think it was my first boyfriend. She would like drop. I throw the ball at her in like gym class. She'd drop it. I'm like, I'm very competitive. We must win. If you're on my team, we simply have to win. And then I confront her in the math hallway during lunch one day, and I'm like, stop giving my boyfriend cut eye. You guys call it side eye or something?
That's what I hear, okay, side eye.
Okay,
yeah.
We say cut eye. And then her friend pushed me, and I was like, excuse me? And then I pushed her back, and then my other friend came in, and we got in a bit of a tussle, a couple of punches to the head. A math teacher comes out, splits us up. We run outside. We go to this like pizza place across the street. I'm like, we're getting in shit, right? And my friend's like, we're fucked. So I go back to fifth period. My friend's like, I'm going home. I'm like, I'm going back to class. It was presentation speaking. Mr. Black was my teacher. And I remember I went out and I was like, hey, at the end of class, I'm like, is there cameras in the school? And he's like, why? I go, I just need to know if there's cameras. And he goes, yes, there are. Stephanie, something you want to tell me? I go, no. Because I knew that they would see her pushing me first.
What year is this?
Grade 10.
But what year? Do you know what
year it is? I don't know
anything. This goes back to 2007.
There I am.
Oh, there
she
is.
Holy fuck. I over-tweezed my eyebrows. Anyway, so this is my grade 9 year. I was a full, they were called Ginas.
What's a Gina?
It was like a Greek, I like tweezed my eyebrows like this. I'd wear really tight black clothing. I'd go clubbing on the weekends. I used to wear huge hoop earrings. I used to club. I used to grind so much cock when I was that age. We do these all ages clubs. Helium, we used to go to the place called The Docks. This place called Atlantis. Oh my God, I listened to all like club music. Like Alice DJ, Darude Sandstorm. I'm fucking jamming it up. Like I had glow sticks. Oh my God.
Go back to the assault real quick.
Okay,
so
real quick, I get.
Yes, there are, Steph.
Yes, there are. And then I come back the next day. I go to class. We both go to class. End of the day comes around. They let us go to every period. End of the day comes around. Like a teacher student guy come, who always gave me the creeps, came to my door. And they called over the announcement. Stephanie told the police of the office. And I was like, see you guys in a week. Thinking I'm going to be suspended. I get down to the office and I'm sitting there and I see my friend looking through a magazine, didn't give a shit. I'm like, we're about to be in shit. And she's just rooting through a magazine. And this woman opens up my backpack. She goes, you have the right to remain silent. I'm like, what? She's like, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you do, stay. I'm like, my backpack, that's like a blue, baby blue Roxy backpack with an Atticus and a Blink-182 patch like stapled on. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, what's this? And I'm like, it's my underwire for my bra. It came out. Like, what are you talking about? There's nothing in this fucking bag. She's like, you put a girl in the hospital. I'm like, I didn't do shit. We get fully arrested. We get to say none of our side. The girl came in that morning, opened up a yearbook, pointed, said this girl and this girl made fun of me for not speaking English, saying that they're making fun of me because she was Yugoslavian. They try to pin this all on a hate crime.
I was about to say, you got a hate crime on your hands.
It ain't a hate crime. My grandmother, my baba, rest in peace, full Bulgarian. My dedo, two words of English, full Bulgarian, full Eastern Bloc. My friend who also got arrested, her grandma was Portuguese. Not a word of English came out of her mouth. I'm like, no. So my dad ended up going into the school the next day and being like, because they expelled us originally. My dad went into the school and he was like, we went to this fucking high school. She's coming back. And they're like, was it hate crime? My dad's like, hate crime? I'll bring my fucking mother in here right now. What are you fucking talking about, hate crime? My whole family doesn't speak English. And then the vice principal at the time was like, because the principal was out that day, convenient. And the vice principal was like, oh, really? And my dad's like, what are you fucking talking about? Freaking the fuck out. But the funniest part of the whole story was right when I'm in jail or whatever. Fuck, they took us to jail, whatever, all this crap. We're in these like two like cells, not like normal cells, like an all white cell room. And then I remember my dad, his friends used to always prank call him at work. So somebody calls it, hello, Peter, this is Stephen Tolsky, the vice principal at East Shore Collegiate. Your daughter's been arrested. And my dad goes, fuck you, Paul. And
Paul,
hangs up the fucking phone. And then a minute later calls back. He goes, actually, this is the secretary. This is really real. Stephen Tolsky is the vice president. He is calling your daughter right now. My dad's like, oh, fuck. Finds out I'm in jail. They leave me there for like, it's not in jail. It's like a white room with like a white desk and like a white little seat. I'm crying. My friend's singing in the other room. Oh, things is hilarious. I'm like, we're dead. We're fucking going to be, seeing my dad's face when I got out of that room, I'm like, he's going to beat me to a pulp. Like, I'm fucked.
Was he mad or did he defend you?
I literally remember I got in the car and my dad, I'm like, daddy, I swear I didn't do anything. He's like, we're going to go back to the house. You're going to sit down. And you're telling me every fucking thing that happened. I was like, I'm like bawling. And I told him the story. And I was like, she pushed me. I pushed her. He's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? And then when I said I didn't get to say my side of the story, he like freaked the fuck out. So then, long story short, went to court for like a whole year. We get to keep going back. We ended up getting back into school. We were out for 3 months.
Damn. How bad did you beat this girl's ass?
She was fucking fine. Relax. She had a fucking bruise. You fucking started it, bitch. I didn't do shit. You shoved me. Anyways, so this is what happened. I'm driven off a spike.
Telling me to relax all these years later, still clearly. Oh,
I'm so pissed. I'm never gonna over it. No, it's hilarious. Actually, do you want to laugh even harder? Shit. Hold on, let me show you. So my friend and I who got, what leg is it on? Is it this one? My friend and I who got, what the hell? Oh yeah, it's this one. My friend and I who got arrested together last year, we went and got these EY tattoos and we also got handcuffs.
Oh, there they are.
I got little baby handcuffs. Yeah. And my friend has a child and she hates them and she's getting cherries put over top of hers, which is hilarious.
She's covering it up with cherries.
I'm like, whatever. It's so stupid. But I was driven by spy. I was so pissed because I was like doing well in school. And I was like, fuck this. So after I got arrested and they didn't want me to go back, I got in everything. I was on student government. I fucking was in all the fucking plays. I was on the announcement crew. I did, I was back in track and field again. I did cross country. I played field hockey. I played lacrosse. I was MVP of the lacrosse team.
Damn,
thanks,
girl.
Mr. Zaff. I was so pissed. So I did everything. So I was like, suck on that. You want me here? Now you're not gonna, I was the high school
now
mascot.
You're not gonna be
now,
able to,
now you're gonna fucking see everyone.
Tell us about the high school mascot.
Yeah, it was a bulldog, and I used to go around and grab guys' asses, and they got so pissed off because they thought it was a guy in there.
Oh, really?
So I would just be like being a little fucking pervert, a little piggy pervert, just grabbing.
They didn't know it was you?
No. I was in there just fucking grabbing full ass.
So I'm looking at the stuff you sent in. We went through, you went through some phases here. We went through some phases too. We also, where I grew up, we had this thing. I don't know why it became a thing, but they were called, you were either a farmer or a surfer. They did this whole thing.
Okay.
Are you with the farmers or the surfers? And I was like, we don't even fucking surf. Yeah, like, I'm not with the farmers, but I don't.
Yeah, but I don't surf.
I mean, who the fuck's surfing over here? Yeah. You know what I mean? And then I would watch kids go through fads. Like, we had bad ones. I don't know. I guess every generation did, but we had parachute pants and fat laces and MC Hammer pants and all that shit.
I think I was right after that. Yeah,
tell me what you're wearing.
I was a Gina. So the first grade 9, big hoop earrings, tight little crop tops when I went out.
Is Gina like after Martin and Gina from Martin Lawrence? Like,
I don't know.
Martin show?
Oh
Gina?
God. I just saw one of the photos you had. It's so fucking bad. I was a Gina, and then I would say I was like a skater girl.
Okay,
so
skaters were definitely
nine
a thing.
Gina,
of course,
just
like
a Greek
and the heads.
Yeah. So grade 10, I was wearing like big Like puka shell necklaces. Mm-hmm. I had like Roxy. Everything. There it was. That's exactly it.
Okay.
So I had this. I had two little buns in my hair. I had like the wooden beads. I fucking hate seeing my eyebrows. I over-tweezed them in grade 8 because one of my best friends at the time said, "Ew, your eyebrows are so ugly. Go home and tweeze them," and gave me tweezers. And I look at my fucking eyebrows. I had beautiful eyebrows. That's the first year. Okay, that's me in grade 8. Holy shit, that's an old photo.
On the right here?
That's me. That is my grade 8 graduation.
Look at little Steph.
Look at little me. I was my sister. Oh my God. That photo. Where the fuck did you find that photo?
The best.
Holy shit, that was an old one. Yeah, that was great. I had white eyeliner. I know girls went through that phase and like a really light fucking eyeliner. Like it was almost the same color as my face. Got my hair done. Someone came over and did these little curls to my hair. Mm-hmm. And there's a phase where women, and I don't know why we did that. We had two glued pieces. We had like two pieces of bang and we would put gel in them. Look right there. And you wouldn't want them to fucking move. Like a wind could come and they would stay congealed. I don't know what that phase was, but we all went through it in such a way that it doesn't look good. It never looked good. I should have had bangs back then. I don't know. I'm pissed off that my sister had bangs our whole life and I had nothing. But yeah, I was grade 10. Then grade 11, I started getting more into like punk.
Okay.
And like I got into like, I started with, there she is. There's your girl.
Oh, there she is. Atticus right there.
That's me at a house party. I had the wristbands. I had the dog collar.
Are you on the toilet with a towel on your lap?
Yes, I am.
Oh, first I thought you were laying on a bed this way and now I see it.
I'm simply on a toilet. My friend, her parents were never home. Uh-huh. So we used to get blackout drunk at her house. She had crazy parties. I believe this is the night that I drank a bunch of Revs. And then I was making out with this one guy.
Revs?
Oh, this guy, Ari, I feel so bad. He was so cute. I was like barfing.
Wait, can we go back for a second?
Rev is a blue, fucking disgusting, like Smirnoff Ice type.
There's
drink.
No toilet paper on that roll.
That's probably why I was so mad. Look at me. I'm air drying. I probably had the shits and I made my friend come in and fucking get me toilet paper.
Wait, what's a Rev? Show me a Rev.
Let's see it. It's fucking disgusting.
I have never even seen this.
Oh God, they're poison.
Okay, what is this?
Look at the guy. Look at the guy's hands behind it. That's when you know they're poison. They were fucking. I think they were like 10. What was it? Something with 7%. Okay, 7%. So picture that 7%. You're drinking that. It tastes like fucking the bottom of
Gatorade or
no? It tastes like a blue freezy.
Oh,
but it's alcohol.
Oh.
Vodka. Oh, cola beverage with fucking vodka. So I didn't realize it's cola. So you're getting like jizzed up off it. I remember one night I was so drunk. I was drinking like so many of these. I was like kissing this guy, Ari. He was so cute. I remember I was like so happy he kissed me. And then I started barfing blue everywhere. And I remember he stayed. He's like, "It's okay." And he's like, rub my back. I'm like, "You can go." He's like, "No, it's okay." I'm like, "I don't care that we kissed. Please, can you go away? I don't want to barf in front of you." He stayed with me all night. It was very sweet. Ari, whatever happened to you? You probably got drug charges. everybody at my high school was like a druggie or a lot of fentanyl happening in East York. But we loved it. We loved East York. Yeah, so I was like super into punk.
What are you wearing in your punk days?
So I had the dog collar on almost every day. I had the big studded belt.
To school?
Oh, yeah. So
you could
what
wear
happened,
that back
well,
then.
What happened was they got uniforms.
We got uniforms.
So you saw that one photo of me.
Oh, there you go.
So we had a uniform. That right there is me on the weekends. That's weekend stuff.
Oh, that's club stuff.
And the funniest part of this photo is it was so cold in Canada, so I had to still be sensible. So I'm wearing like a really good, that coat cost like $300. It was a Columbia winter jacket. My parents were so mad at me because I would wear everything else. But I'd wear two pairs of leg warmers because my legs would be cold, but I made sure I had the fishnets on. I had a little black skirt. Oh my God, I remember that black skirt. Okay, you can't see it, but the most embarrassing moment of my fucking life, we went to SARS stock.
What is SARS stock?
It was the big, huge bird flu in Canada. SARS stock was, it was like Rolling Stones, AC, Rolling Stones, ACDC, Flaming Lips. Yeah, that's it. Look at it. Look at that fucking, look at that. Moleskine Rocks.
Whoa,
okay. Look
Jesus,
at that fucking.
That looks like a Woodstock.
It was
Okay,
can I show
God.
You where I was? Let me show you where I was. I got to show you. I remember I was right fucking here.
Up there?
Me and my friends went early and then we went over here because it was too much. We were right in this fucking zone. So there's a subway station right here, right by it's called Yorkdale Mall. There's a subway station right there. The second the show was over, we're like, we have to beat these people. So we book it. We start fucking sprinting to the subway station.
This crowd?
Outrun. So we're on the outskirts.
Jesus.
It was crazy. We are fucking.
Look at that.
It was psychotic. It's probably definitely the biggest concert I've ever been to. I still have the concert ticket from it.
Look, some people.
I was way close to you fucking losers. I was so up there. I remember I had to run all around the outside. So I'm wearing this skirt. I can't remember. It was called Flow or something. I can't remember who was by. It had like three little cutouts on the side. It's like black skirt all the time. We start running. We see people trying to get in the subway and there's a fence. And I'm like, if we hop the fence, we'll get in earlier. So my two friends hop the fence first. I go to hop it. I go to jump down. My skirt gets caught on the back of this fence. I start dangling.
You're stuck.
It's not ripping. The fucking material of the skirt. So I'm like, full
really
wedgie, granny panties are ripped in my ass. All these people, look at the amount of people going, pointing and laughing at me. I'm just hanging. I can't get down. These guys had to come help me. My friends are laughing so hard because, like, picture just my whole body loose, like a marionette puppet, just hanging. And it was so high. It was like not a short fence. It was so embarrassing. Thousands. Thank God this is before cell phones. My ass would have been all over the internet.
Oh, yeah, cell phone.
I would have been. It was so fucked
up. That's who you'd be. You wouldn't be the comedian. You'd be the viral
ass
girl. From
fucking shit, probably shit-stained fucking holy ass Sarstock underwear. Sarstock ass. It was so embarrassing. But we went to so many concerts. Yeah, I used to go to so many. That was me, that picture, that one of me, the dog collar. We used to go downtown to like Lee's Palace or
And
Big
how?
Bop.
Are you sneaking? Or your parents saying you can do this?
No, yeah, they knew I was doing this.
They did?
Yeah, and they let me take the subway, which I can't believe it. I would not let my daughter ride the subway. Are you kidding me?
Hell no.
No way in hell. No way in fucking hell would I let my daughter on the subway.
Friends together or not, no way.
But so the braids.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know if you found a photo of me, these braids, because I thought I scrubbed them from the internet.
I don't think I did.
No, okay. I did a very good job because my friend in high school, Priska, in grade, I think it was grade 10, was like, because I wanted like braids, like not white lady braids. So and she's like, come to my house and do it.
Was she a black girl?
Yeah, she was a black girl. So she's like, come over. It was the best experience. Her family came in. They're all helping. They made me fried plantains. I'm like having a blast. I'm enjoying the whole time.
It shit takes a long time.
It took a long time.
I know, hours.
Hours. I fucking loved it. I loved how they looked. I was so happy. And then like now years later, everyone's like, you did what? And I was like, I love them. But my mom was pissed because I was Highland dancing at the time. So I used to Scottish Highland dance from the age of 3 to 18, which I'm sure you saw those photos. That's all I fucking did. And when I had them with dancing, it looked fucking psychotic because it was so, you used to have a tight little hair and tight little bun. And I had these huge, there I am. I had these huge fucking braids and it looked like I was wearing
287. You're up.
287. That's, oh man, I had good turn. I was good. That's the one year I was good. So I was really good when I was like 9 years old and then it went downhill.
So then you get these tight braids.
See, look how bad
I
was. You want to laugh? You want to know the worst part of that one? I'm holding my sister's smaller trophy. That's not even mine. So my sister won that big one. And my mom was like, get in the photo. I'm like, I didn't win anything. So she made me hold that fucking thing. I didn't get shit all that day. I was so bad. So you see that color tartan we're wearing? Mm. No one wore this color. It's the ugliest tartan. It was called the Ross tartan. It was my grandma's maiden name. So my grandma paid for these kilts. Mm. So my mom's like, well, if your grandmother's going to pay for them. If we were in better kilts, like kilts helped you stand out.
Mm-hmm.
Like cool red, or like I had one later in life called the Pride of Skull and I loved it. It was like purple and like blue. And it was a beautiful. Ugliest tartan. No, I swear to God, one competition once. All my years of Highland dancing, I saw one other guy with it. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Nobody had this tartan. It was hideous. Anyways, that was in Scotland. I remember that. I got nothing. So embarrassing. I was, my mom, it sucks because my mom has still to this day, I think, one of the best Highland dancers on, I think she's in the Guinness Book of Records.
Oh, your mom taught?
My mom's a teacher. Yeah, and my mom...
Taught this girl.
I was good there. That's the Calgary Stampede.
This your mom here?
That's my mother. Look how happy she was. Fuck off. My mom didn't love me. Let's prove my mom didn't love me. Zoom in on my mother's face in this photo. Absolutely. She had other dancers
Guess
she wanted to be with.
Who else had bangs? Yeah. Mom and your sister.
I know. I needed bangs.
Everybody had bangs.
Why the fuck did I have bangs? I had a huge fucking forehead, damn it. But that was the one year, that one photo of me with that, I won this belt buckle. Oh my God. My sister looks like she has Down syndrome in that photo. Yeah.
Is
she
this
doesn't.
Easter? Why is everybody in pastels?
The fact that my mom ever yelled at my dad when he would dress up looking like us, like a family, is absurd.
She would yell at him for this?
No, just yell at him all the time. They always fought. And I'm like, how could you fight with my father when he's wearing a banana shorts and a fucking pink? My mom liked to have us match for some reason.
Is this in front of a hotel?
Oh, yeah. That was our life. We were traveling and fucking.
Oh, really? What are you doing?
Dancing. All dancing.
Wait, you were that good that you would dance?
No. I wasn't. But my mom taught people who were good. So we'd travel every weekend.
I see.
So me and my sister danced. We would travel. My dad would fucking pack us in the fucking car. My grandma would make us little sandwiches.
You're based out of Toronto.
We drive a lot to Pennsylvania, a lot of places in Michigan.
Oh, you go to the States and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. We went all to every province every year. We'd go to like a different province.
And who's she teaching? Just kids?
Kids, yeah.
And she would get work, what, for like, you go there for like a week or?
No, like a weekend. All weekends. Oh. So pretty much every weekend of my life was a dancing competition.
And somewhere else?
Somewhere else. Oh, a lot in Toronto.
And would you drive or fly?
Yeah, drive. And then we would fly to a lot of driving. We did Florida once. It was fucking long and stupid.
You're dumb with Florida.
I'm down with Florida.
What's your
family? I remember we saw golden retriever puppies on the side of the road running around. I told my dad to pull over and stop, and he didn't. I'll never forget that. I hate Florida. That started my hatred of Florida.
What car are you guys driving? What's the family car?
We had a green minivan with a big gray trim on the bottom.
Do you remember what kind?
Dodge Caravan.
Dodge Caravan.
And then we had, my dad got, then we went to the Ford Escape Zone. But we were big caravan people for a while. That's it. That was our van. There was. There she blows.
You're just rolling around everywhere.
Rolling around that fucking thing. Look at that stupid thing. God sakes. My first car, my grandpa died and my dad let me have it.
Yeah, what is it?
A Plymouth Acclaim. I fucking loved it. I remember I first got, you know how people get dice and they hang them from the windows? Mm-hmm. I found these two fuzzy tits. I thought they were so funny.
Ah.
I put them in the car. Literally, oh, there it is. Oh my God, it was so hideous. Oh my God,
hanging.
There's.
You got titties.
That's what I was rolling around in.
You're a 16-year-old girl with titties hanging.
I thought it was so funny. My dad had to move the car once. My friend Alexis starts walking, because she lived around the corner, she walked out and she goes, why is one of your titties hanging down the street? I go, what do you mean? My dad got so mad, he ripped them out of the car and threw them down the street. And then I went back and I bought the exact same pair the next day.
I would be like, if I got in my car, my 16-year-old daughter had titties hanging.
It's
like,
hilarious. Look at this. Look at that thing. Classic. When we first got it, I guess my grandpa never used the AC and I turned it on, a bunch of skin flakes came out because he had really bad psoriasis.
It was so gross. Are you serious?
Oh, it was so bad.
I swear to God, you got power sprayed.
My dad's, my uncle, my grandpa's fucking psoriasis had chunks, big chunks. I'm like, also, he was just rolling around that thing, never turned the air on for years.
God.
It was building up. Hit me in the face. It was a lot. But my grandparents lived around the corner. And they, like, oh my God, she's so cute. I forgot she was here. My grandparents lived around the corner. My grandmother lived down the street.
We were like, you gotta get out of here. She's like, okay.
She's like, okay, I'm a good pupsy.
She's a good listener.
Oh, she's stretching.
Did you have pets growing up?
Yes, I had a bunch of hamsters. First one was a brown one that I named Snowball. Then I had one named Cinnamon. And I remember it died to the song, The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony.
Yeah.
I remember I was feeding it a piece of lettuce. And the next morning I woke up and it was gone. And I was like, what happened? And my dad's like, and then we buried it up at my parents' cottage. And then I remember like the next day, my dad's like, just don't go over there for a few days. I got to make sure the hamster's good. And then my dad told me like 2 years ago that my dog immediately ate it the next day.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fiddly dee. We had two golden retrievers. That's why I love my golden retriever.
Did you share a bedroom?
No.
You had your own room the whole time?
Own room,
the
whole time. Yes.
It's just you and your sister only?
Yeah, okay. Me and sister, own bedroom, whole time. We loved it. Me and my dad did not get along.
There you go.
Look how cute.
That's back when you took a picture with your eyes closed. You just had to be that way.
That's
you
what it was. I mean?
It just had to be. You couldn't retake that.
That's us in the Don Valley. My dad used to take us down there every weekend and let us just muck around. When we didn't have dancing, we were down there.
Were you a mischievous kid in high school? Would you sneak out? Would you?
No, I was good.
You were.
That's why I was so pissed when I got arrested. I was like, I got honors. I was fucking good. I wanted to go to a good university. I wanted to fucking graduate with honors. I wanted to fucking do something. I wanted to be an actress. And then here I am.
What's your first? Yeah, we're clowns. What's your first alcohol when you first start drinking?
I remember it was so gross. Bacardi lemon rum. I used to buy those little Mickeys. I used to stand outside. There's an LCBO liquor store because we didn't have the same liquor stores out here. You just specifically get that. And I got ballsy. And I used to go in a couple times myself. I used to like put lipstick on.
At what age?
Take my mom's passport. 16.
And you take a pay. Oh, you don't have
a license.
I take
her passport, and I would just really heavily shake around these keys, thinking that even though you could drive at like 16, they're probably like, I can drive, I'm older. And then we just started bluntly asking people because I got caught one day.
Oh, you got caught?
Yeah, they're like,
what happened?
They're like, let's see your ID. And then I pull it out. It's, what am I? My mother, I'm fucking 47 years old. They're like, this isn't you. I'm like, yoink. And then I ran out because we had like a lookout outside. But then we would start asking guys. It was so easy. Getting alcohol is the easiest thing on the planet. And then we used to do a thing called dial a bottle. And dial a bottle.
What is that? Tell me.
Oh, we got this number. We would call it, go, hi, I'm of age. Please deliver this much. And they would charge like triple the amount. So we'd all save our money. We'd get like peach schnapps, a little thing of rum, and like a couple beers. And I would go to the side door.
My,
like they knew.
It's a whole thing.
Oh, the side door of my parents' house. I would put on my mom's heels. Her feet were so much smaller than me. I would Chinese bind my fucking feet into these heels. I put lipstick all over my fucking face. And I'd be like, here's my ID if you need proof. And the guy's like, just give me your money. Like they knew it was a fucking illegal thing to do. But we would call and it became so funny. I'd call and go, I'd be like, hi, blah, blah, my address. And they'd go, side door. And I'm like, side door. They knew this. We drank every time because my parents, once we got, my parents got a cottage, they went up like every weekend.
Oh, okay.
And they started leaving me alone.
And are you throwing parties or what? Oh. What are you doing?
Here's the best part. So I used to throw ragers, fucking ragers. But because my parents were so psychotic and clean, they had every cleaning supply on the planet. So I'd kick everybody. I made everyone take their shoes off. I'd have hundreds of people at the house. Everyone's shoes were off. You come in, there's no smoking, there's no shoes. Those are the two rules. We had kegs, everything. They would leave. I would stay up all night long. I would scrub the house to a point. They'd come home and be like, huh? I used to take all my dad's electronics, all these huge speakers, take them to my parents' room. I'd lock everything in their room. Anything important was locked in there. My parents, like maybe, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, finally get these old rugs lifted, these old pink rugs. And they were like, the guy lifted it up and he went, holy shit, what the fuck? My parents like, what? They're like, wow, what? Did you have like a lot of pets in here? What the fuck is this? Like, what are you talking about? And he like shows them, it's all stains, red, black, brown. They're like, what the fuck is that? They're like, somebody was throwing something in here. My parents called me and they're like, well, now that you're out of the house and you're in college, did you have parties here? I go, oh, all the time. They're like, are you fucking serious? I go, the rug guy can't believe, because I would scrub it. Because at the top, all the like the dog pet shit, I would just scrub the rugs, like just fucking nothing, not a hair out of place. I remember things would break and I'd super glue them. My parents used to lie and say they were coming back at like 4 p.m. And I knew they would. I knew they'd always come back early to try to catch me. So I would stay up all night and then I'd be so dead. They're like, what'd you do? So I'm like, oh, watch movies till late. Meanwhile, there's a keg getting rolled out 2 hours before they got there.
No neighbors ratted you out? Your sister didn't rat you out?
No, so this is the best part. My fucking neighbor, Don, I love you, Don. He lived across the street. One of the last parties got out of control. There was cops got called. These fucking what three happened? Girls that weren't invited snuck in the back gate. We don't deal with that. So one of my friends is a black belt in high school. We look out the window. She's fucking curb stomping this girl's fucking face. You don't come in when you're not invited.
That's right.
They took my CDs. I remember all the CD case. Yeah. I ended up getting back this whole thing. Anyways, Don comes over and I'm like on my hands and knees. They had beer all under my parents' like fireplace in the back, their gas fireplace. And I was like scrubbing it. My sister was there. I was forcing her to help me. And Don's like, Stephanie, this is it. You have a lot of these. The police have never come. This is it now. He goes, no more. He goes, I will not. I promise
he's
you. He was a firefighter. He goes, I promise you, I will not tell them, but you can't do this again. And I was like, I swear, Don, I won't. And I never threw another party. And Don never said anything.
Like
a couple of years ago, my dad's like, I was talking to Don. I'm like, oh, he knows what the parties. And my dad's like, Don knew what the parties. And my dad's like, he's like, I'm no rat. Don's a nice guy. Yeah, we love Don. Yeah. Don could have got me in, so I would have been fucking
killed.
What
we used to do, we got in trouble because we actually cleaned too well.
That's what we would do. Okay, this is the fucked up. Okay, so I brought I had like four guy friends. We came to my cottage like years ago, and my parents are so anal with the cottage. It's supposed to be nice and fun and relaxed. It's marble counters. Can't have water anywhere. Need a coaster. Get yelled at. So we all do mushrooms. I pass out, and they're barbecuing. I'm like, you have to be careful with the barbecues. My dad's pride and joy. Don't fuck anything up. I pass out. I wake up like 5 hours later. I'm all fucked up. They're all staring at me in the couch. They're like, hello. And I'm like, what are you fucking doing? They're all staring. I'm like, you did something. What did you fucking do? I'm like, first of all, how long are you staring at me, weirdos? They're like, don't get mad. I'm like, what do you mean don't get mad? They're like, well, we took the bacon off the barbecue and all of the grease spilled all over the outside deck. And I go out and there's this massive grease stain. I'm like, okay, I'm dead. I'm dead. They never let me have people up on myself. Anyways, this is it. You've ruined my fucking privileges forever. I Google like white water, white vinegar, water, soap, whatever. Scrubbing. Me and this guy, Jared, are scrubbing this fucking deck to high hell. Months go by. I think I'm in the clear. My dad calls me up. He goes, what the fuck did you spill on that deck? I go, what are you talking about? He goes, well, whatever the fuck it was, you cleaned it so well, I had to power wash the rest of the fucking deck to get it to match like the fucking clean spot. I'm like, I can't win. I can't fucking win with this man. Power wash the rest of the deck to get it to match. I was so pissed. I was so mad. I was like, God damn it. Great.
Steph Tolev, I love you. Thank you for coming and doing this. Thank you so much. You're the best.
Watch my Netflix special if you haven't.
Promote it. Tell
them. Filth Queen. That's it. Watch it. Follow me on Instagram. Come see me live. I'm funnier live.
You're funny always.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. As always, Ryan Sickler. We'll talk to y'all next week.